This is Fresh Air. Longtime Chinese activist Harry Wu died Tuesday at age 79. Earlier in his life, he survived 19 years in Chinese labor camps before emigrating to America in 1985. He became an American citizen in 1994, the year he visited Fresh Air and spoke with Terry Gross. The crimes for which he had been imprisoned included criticizing the Soviet invasion of Hungary and being an intellectual and a bourgeois. In 1995, Wu returned to China undercover to expose prison conditions and was detained for 66 days before pressure from human rights advocates led to his release. Wu grew up in Shanghai, part of the westernized upper middle class. His father was a bank executive. Wu was arrested on the day after his college graduation and sentenced to life imprisonment, but he was released in 1979. When he spoke to Terry in 1994, he described how the years of imprisonment, brainwashing, and mistreatment had been designed to turn him into a robot.
I had once been reduced to such a robot. I forgot my dignity, future, freedom, everything. I surrendered. I cooperated with the wardens, and I beat fellow prisoners. I stole food. I begged at guard's mercy, at his feet, while in the solid confinement. That's how I survived the camp. You know, the heroes cannot survive the camp, the system. They're physically crushed right away.
Well, your attitude was you would do whatever you needed to do to survive.
Yes. And I think the way is you have to turn yourself into a beast. That's the only way. If you're thinking you are human beings, then you are thinking about freedom, family, future, sex, right and wrong. And those things only cause suffering. And a hungry beast only thinking about grabbing food from anywhere. The police guard used the food to control the people.
They used food to control people?
Yeah. The police say, no labor, no food. You cannot complete your labor quota, reduce your food, remove away your food.
One of the ways you found to get a little bit of extra food was to look for rat holes, because where there was a rat hole, the rat might have stashed some grain, some corn. What was the best stash you ever found in a rat hole?
I still remember my very lucky times I found a rat horse. The rat is a very good collector. They collect same size, the soybean bean, they collect the rice, collect the corn, and in their hole, even you pour the water, you cannot damage the storage. If one day one of the prisoners can find a rat horse, then he become like a millionaire, you know. It's really good. And if we can cut the rats, and also we eat it.
And the rats too? So you ate rats?
I ate it. I ate a lot. And also the frogs, mm-hmm. snakes, mm-hmm. any kind of life.
When you would find food, would you try to share it with other people?
No, never.
Or was it's too important to survive?
No, never, yeah. Never. Never share with the other people. And always try to grab the people from other people. I did it many times. I beat in them and robbed their food. If I'm strong, I did.
Did people beat you and rob your food?
They did to me also.
Mm-hmm. When you were released, you went back to your home in Shanghai. Let's talk about what happened to your family. It turns out your mother, your stepmother, mm-hmm. had committed suicide mm-hmm. shortly after you were imprisoned, mm-hmm. after she got your first letter. Mm-hmm. Do you know why she killed herself?
It's hard. Yes. No choice for her. He really scared and really disappointed, and he committed suicide. And I never know about it. My family not allowed to tell me about it. Because commit suicide in China also is a kind of crime, especially for these counter-revolutionary family. Suppose you are using the death to against the government. So they have to tell the police, our mother was dead in heart attack.
Because if they knew she had committed suicide after she got your letter, it would be seen as a criticism of the communist government?
Yes, and then this problem will come to the rest of my family.
Now, your father was denounced by members of his own family as a stinking reactionary. Who did that to him?
My sister. They have to.
She was forced to do it?
Forced. You have to. In China, if one person become a counter-revolutionary, all your friends and family have to stay away with you, make a clear separation with you. They should not sympathize you. They could not do that. If they sympathize you and stand with you, they also were sent to the camp. Sympathize the counter-revolutionary is also as a crime in China.
Now, one of your brothers became a communist. He expressed his love for Chairman Mao, but then he was attacked because of his reactionary family, and those blows left him mentally disabled. What happened to him?
My youngest brother didn't become a communist, but he is impossible for him to become a communist because his father, his brother, is a counter-revolutionaries.
I see. So he couldn't become a communist.
But,
okay.
But she's really in his heart, he wanted to become a revolutionary. He really loved the Chairman Mao. So he wanted to separate with the family and go to the countryside and so-called receive the re-education for the poor peasants. And he wanted to serve the people. And he got a job assignment in a far remote area, and he worked very hard. But one day, he found the portrait of Chairman Mao was dusty by someone. And it seems to him this is very bad things. So he reported to the Red Guard and reported police, say maybe some people do something wrong to our great leader. And then the Red Guard and the police suspect maybe my brother did it, you know, because you come from the counter-revolutionary family. And they handle him to the struggle meeting and beat him and damage the brain. So my brother went back to home and under my father's take care by my father. Finally, my father was gone in 1980. Nobody can take care of him. And he have some kind of recovered in 1980-81. It's sometimes okay. And then he went to Beijing. He wanted to up visit the government and to request to have a job and request to have a rehabilitation. But unfortunately, the police arrested and beaten and tortured and to death.
So your brother is dead now?
Yeah, died in 1981.
A couple of years ago, in 1991, you decided to go back to China to try to document the prison camp system there. And you took a hidden camera with you. You did this for 60 minutes, so they helped, I guess, equip you with mm-hmm. what you needed to take pictures and to take to take video. Mm. Why did you take the risk to go back to China and do that?
First of all, the pieces of land in the Asia we call China, that is my motherland. My parents, my brother, they're still over there. And many of my inmates, my friends, they're over there. I cannot stop to thinking about them. The nightmares always come back to me. I'm lucky. I survive. I want to enjoy my life in a peaceful land. I'm a very normal person. I want to be loved. I want to love. But I cannot turn back on these people, these nameless, voiceless, faceless people. Forget means betray. I cannot do that.
Chinese activist Harry Wu speaking to Terry Gross in 1994. He died Tuesday at age 79. Coming up, film critic David Edelstein reviews the new film Elvis and Nixon. This is Fresh Air.